Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you and thank you once again for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Prof. Yeah, I'm quite interested in the topic you're going to speak about today. I believe Denmark has just destroyed about 17 million minks.
No, they haven't, but I'll come to that just now. But it's an very interesting story because there's now evidence that the human COVID virus, the SARS-CoV-2, has spread to minks. And this has caused a lot of kind of interest, scientific as well as ordinary interest. But it actually spread to mink farms in quite a few European countries. So the problem is this, that if the virus is parked in the mink population, there it undergoes genetic mutations.
Worried you were going to say that. Yep.
Yeah, they call this the cluster 5 mutations or cluster 5 variant virus, also known as the mink associated SARS-CoV-2. In other words, it's the SARS-CoV-2 which causes human COVID, which has now undergone a bit of a genetic change. So the big question is, what does this mean? What do these virus imply, these variants imply? Is it going to make it more virulent, make it more transmissible? So this is still being studied quite intensively. What they unfortunately have shown is that in the laboratory, now I must stress, it's in a laboratory, it's not clinical. In the laboratory, they show that these viruses become less sensitive to neutralizing antibodies. So that's a little bit of a concern which really needs to be looked into more intensively. But let me give you the background. Yeah, I think we've spoken before that most viruses tend to be species specific. They tend to remain in their species, animals and humans and humans. But occasionally we do get viruses crossing the species barrier from animals to humans and establish themselves in humans. In fact, this is what SARS-CoV-2 did. Way back in end of last year, the reservoir was probably bats. We don't quite know what the intermediate host was. It may have been pangolins or maybe some other animals. But now what we're getting, in fact, is the reverse. Also what we call spillback or reverse spillover, where viruses are going from humans into animals. Now, SARS-CoV-2 has been demonstrated in various animals, mainly companion animals such as dogs and domestic cats, also in zoo animals and lions and tigers. Remember, there was a news item some while back about that. But with regard to the minks, it's actually been demonstrated in 6 countries, not just Denmark, also Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, Italy, and the United States. But the most interest, as you say, has been focused in Denmark. Now, Denmark itself is a country which has had relatively low human infection. It's actually number 82 down on the list, 58,000 cases and 753 deaths. That's relatively low. Yeah. But there have now been 12 human cases infected with this mink variant virus, 8 of them linked to mink farming, the mink farming industry. So now where do we go from here? Obviously, there's got to be very close monitoring of this virus because you're a little bit concerned. Also, we're concerned that if it's in an animal reservoir, it's going to make control very, very much more difficult. Obviously, much easier if it's limited, restricted to humans. So as you say, they were mooting the culling of all 17 million of the farmed minks in Denmark. I think at the last minute, the Danish government stepped in and withdrew the order. So I don't think they've actually gone ahead with the culling, but it was threatened at one stage. But it's a little bit concerning, and obviously this has to be very, very closely monitored. But it just shows you viruses can cross barriers either way, from animals to humans and humans to animals. And the humans to animals is what really worries us, because that we don't establish another reservoir of the virus.
Yeah, Prof, and I'm hearing you talk about minks, and number one, I find it completely bizarre that out of all the animals that it could spread to, it spread specifically to minks. The second thing is that they are farmed. I mean, they're not running wild. Is this like way more worrying if it were to, say, spread to a bird and be distributed in the general kind of population of things that move?
Well, this is where we were worried with what we called avian flu, you know, flu in birds. both for the poultry industry, but also that that virus could have, could infect humans. Remember, there were a couple of years that we, there were scares about avian flu, that that would be introducing a new flu strain into the human population. Fortunately, it didn't occur with regard to that, but it did decimate the ostrich population over several years, particularly in the Southern Cape.
Wow, Prof, this is a never-ending story, that is for sure. Thank you for your sensible input, though, from Monday to Thursday. And Shabbat Shalom to you and your family.
Shabbat Shalom, Simon. All the best. Thank you.